Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Today, we'll be talking about the risen King, ang Panginoong Diyos, Hari ng mga hari, na nabuhay na maguli. Alam niyo ba na sa series na ito, ay magkakaroon tayo a deeper understanding of Jesus Christ's kingship. Sabihin natin, kingship. We will understand that He's not only Lord and Savior, but He's King. And being King, we have to know His kingship. Ano ba yung kahulugan ng siya ay hari ng ating buhay? Then, of course, being King, He deserves all our obedience, total obedience. It compels us. You know, sabi nga ni Paul, sabi niya, the love of God, you know, pushes us to continue to follow Christ. Huh? Hindi tayo naglilingkod para may sweldo tayo, hindi tayo naglilingkod sa Diyos para tayo ay ipa-asensuhin ng Diyos, kasama yun. Pero unang-una, naglilingkod tayo at sumusunod tayo sa Panginoon dahil sa mahal niya tayo at mahal natin siya. Amen? Okay, sikuhin mo yung katabi mo, hindi pa nag-umpisang mag-preach si pastor, natutulog ka na. Okay, gisingin mo, yan. Yeah. Okay, so makikita po natin in this message also, we will also not only grasp the finished product of what Christ has done. Maintindihan natin, tapos na. Ginawa na ng Diyos para lahat sa atin. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, tapos na. Pero hindi pa tayo uwi. Makikinig pa tayo ng sermon. Yan, okay. Yan. Now, good stories ay meron parati pong tinatawag nating bida at kontrabida. Alam nyo ba, na sisimula pa lamang ng the start of the human race, you know, there's already the bida and the contrabida. We call them in English. Am I okay in my diction, Pastor Dan? Ang galing ni Pastor Dan sa ano eh, sa English eh. Kasi nagtuturo ng English yan, math yan. Magaling magturo yan. Oh. Kung meron kayong gustong pa-tutor, lapit kayo kay Pastor Dan sa mga anak niya. In-advertise pa. Oh. Totoo yun. Ha? Totoo yun. Okay. Hindi po advertisement yun. Totoo yun. He does that because he really disciples everyone, most especially pagdating ng mga anak natin. Okay. Gospel stories is the best story ever told. Alam nyo ba, ito po yung ginagawa at naririnig natin linggo-linggo. Every Sunday, we hear about the gospel, we hear about Jesus Christ. It's the best story ever told. Nothing can top it. Nothing can equal it even. Okay, makikita po natin dito, may tinatawag din po yung redemptive value at ang protagonist dito ay ang Diyos, ang Panginoon, no? At ang antagonist dito yung demonyo. Alam nyo ba, at the start of humanity, the devil who is the antagonist started blocking the direction of the path of the destiny that God has set for man. Alam niyo yun, ha? Hinahadlangan niya parati, hinahadlangan ng demonyo parati yun. At in the garden, he tried to stop it by, you know, binuyo niya yung unang mga magulang natin sa kasalanan. Akala, ha, okay, nagkasala na kayo, patay kayo ngayon, sisipain na kayo dyan sa Eden. Yes, that's true. When they sinned, the fall of man, then they were ejected from the garden. In the presence of God, they were ejected. So, sabi ng diablo, ha, panalo ko. Hindi, God continually, you know, worked in the lives of men in history na makikita natin that nagtatagumpay because you cannot stop the work of God. Nobody could stop or thwart the work of God. Say amen. Kahit ng demonyo, oh, hindi po niya kayang pigilin. Ano nangyari dito? Because our subject today is regarding the kingship of Jesus Christ, regarding the recent Savior, the recent Lord who did not stay in that grave, but He is risen and He is alive forevermore. Say amen! He is alive forevermore. Say amen! Amen. Wala tayo, hindi tayo naglilingkod. Sabi nga ni Pastor Dan, we're not serving a dead God. We're not serving a God who is rotting in that tomb. We're serving a living God. Now, when we look at the story of the Bible, in the Bible, we see how God accomplishes His will in the life of Christ. When I say God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead in one, God Himself, the destiny that He set before, you know, redeeming mankind by only and only and only by His begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Wala pong iba. Are you there? Tama po yan. At sinasabi ng Biblia yan, walang iba. There's no other Savior, there's no other Deliverer, there's no other Lord, rather than His Son, the only begotten Son, who He loves most, but gave Himself for us, so that we may go back, we may connect back to God, because of the only sacrifice acceptable, and it is His only begotten Son. Can I ask you to just read the scripture with me? Let's not stand. God is honored. No, let's not stand. I said, let's not stand. Huwag tayo tumayo. God is honored by not only when we're standing. He must be honored even when we're sitting. Amen? He must be honored even when we're lying down. Amen? He must be honored even when we're walking. So, huwag tayo masyadong religyoso. Iba talagang, read the word, tatayo. Pero okay naman po yun. Walang problema doon. Pero sinasabi ko, huwag po tayo masyadong maging, you know, in the box. Okay? God is pleased if your life is surrendered to Him. God is pleased in whatever your stand is, whatever you're doing in your life. Okay, this is the word, Matthew 28, 8 verses. I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2, and we complete it in verse 8. Okay po ba? Read it aloud, ha? Read it aloud, okay? This is Matthew 28, verse 1. After the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the and looked at the tomb. His presence was like lightning, and His clothes were white as snow. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Then go quickly and tell His disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see Him. Now I have told you.'" So the woman hurried away from the tomb after they filled with joy and ran to tell the disciples. Now, there are the first people who saw the resurrected Christ or the empty tomb. The Marys, both Marys, they were thinking before the angel said that to them, they were thinking that the body of Jesus will be there so that they are bringing spices to anoint the body. Alam niyo po, among Hudyo, ganun sila, no? Pag nakalibing na, hindi naman talaga nililibing eh. Makikita natin mamaya, no? Nando doon, they will anoint with spices the body and so that it remains like it is a preservative for a decaying body. Yeah, the two Marys. Mamaya makikita rin natin po na mahalaga yung ginawa nila, mahalaga rin yung ginawa ng mga disciples. But before we go to the message proper, I would like us to see this video. This is a place in Jerusalem where we went when we were in Israel, and it is called a special place. Can we watch the video, please?
The tomb itself and the garden which has been planted around it are lovingly tended by the custodians of the Garden Tomb Association. The garden itself is significant because the Bible says, "Now in the place where He was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb." But was this a cultivated area 2,000 years ago? This ancient wine press suggests that the area may well have included a vineyard, and there'd certainly have been no shortage of water. This massive system is the third largest discovered in Jerusalem. The previous owners of this site must certainly have been wealthy. So was Joseph of Arimathea one of them? The man who offered his tomb as the burial place for Jesus. According to Matthew's gospel, Joseph was a rich man himself. There's no doubt that it's here, at the garden tomb, that we can really begin to visualize the events of that momentous morning. It all fits so perfectly with the vivid description in the Bible. There's a skull hill, a cultivated area, and an appropriate tomb, all just outside the wall of Jesus' day. So it was into Joseph of Arimathea's garden, in the early light of dawn, that the women were to make their way on that stupendous morning. Who will roll the stone away, they'd wondered. But it had already gone. The tomb was empty. Mary Magdalene immediately fled back to Peter and John. They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they've put him. The other women appear to have lingered longer. The grave clothes were still intact, but the body of Jesus was gone. Suddenly, the dazzling light of two angels. Why are you looking for the living in the place of the dead? He's not here. He's risen, as he said. Shortly afterwards, Mary Magdalene was to return. And possibly right here, or outside such a tomb as this, Jesus himself was to appear to her. The Lord of life, the conqueror of death, declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead.
Yes, he's no longer there. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Can we clap our hands to that? Hallelujah. Additional footnotes for that place. It's called, in Jerusalem, it's called a special place. Like, you know, leaders of religion will have their tomb in a certain place, and this will be venerated by people. You know how they venerate the tomb of the Muslim Allah, or shall I say Muhammad. They also venerate the tombs of leaders of nations that are, they call them also gods or demigods. But Christianity will not venerate even a place like that, a special place. They call it a special place. It's only for a purpose. I'm just reminding us that one day the Savior laid there for 3 days, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead, and he's alive forevermore. If you visit Jerusalem, don't miss going to that place. Nothing mystical about it, nothing magical about it, but only to reinforce our faith. After going there, my wife and I, you know, we really are, well, we're not looking for evidence, but we're just saying, Lord, thank you, for you are really human and died for us, and you're really God to save us and also to resurrect and live forever and ever in your kingdom in heaven. 3 things are important today. We will understand that this is the result of Christ's resurrection. Number one, it's validation. Why do God need to validate what he said? Jesus exactly said things, and he claimed things for himself. And this is a validation. The resurrection of Christ is a validation of the things that he said of himself. Number one, that Jesus is God himself. You know, when Jesus came, you know, he said, I am who I am. And the Jews knew that when they hear about I am, it talks about the name of Jehovah, God. So that when they heard Jesus saying, I am that I am, they said, blasphemy. You are saying that you are God? You are not. You're human like us. In fact, some of the playmates of Jesus, when he was growing up, as a human, as a boy, and in Nazareth, probably knew him in his boyhood. And they would say, eh, sama-sama nga tayo nagjojolins eh. Tapos sabi mo, God ka. Sama-sama nga tayo nagpipiku eh. Tapos sabi mo, God ka. Yeah? The Jews were saying, when you say that you're God, you're blaspheming. So that the heinous crime that Jesus, you know, Jesus committed was not that he fed the 5,000 or the 10,000. His heinous crime was not healing the sick. His heinous crime was not raising the dead to life. His heinous crime was he saying that he is God. Some people at our time, this time, in our generation, are saying also that Jesus is not God. In fact, Jesus did not die. Muslim says Jesus was wounded. O hinimatay siya. Hinimatay lang, hinimatay. E tapos, nagising na siya, hindi naman siya patay, so hindi siya namatay talaga. Okay, yan ang sinasabi nila. Now, the two Marys that I'm mentioning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the mother of Joseph, ang sabi po doon, ang unang-una na impression nila that the body of Jesus was stolen. Ninakaw. Kinagat nila yung sinasabi ng mga leaders ng Pharisees, sabihin ninyo, wala yung katawan, ninakaw ng mga disciples. Oh, disciples para nagnakaw. Eh kung nagnakaw, the body was stolen, then where is the body now? Eh pag tinago mo yun, banganga mo yun. Pagka, you can look for the body and you'll find a body if it is a dead body and, you know, it was stolen. If he was wounded, hinimatay lang, tapos na-revive siya, eh dapat nga, nakita uli siya kagad, no? Nakita siya, tsaka ganito, ganyan. Tsaka ang demeanor niya ay ganun pa rin, kagaya nung bago siya hinimatay. Eh bakit? Eh nung nabuhay na muli kasi ang Panginoon, ano ba nangyayari? What does a stunning sight is to see Jesus go through a wall? I cannot. But Jesus in his resurrection went through walls. See that? Because he's in a glorified body, nabuhay na maguli, mula sa mga patay, nakikita mong may katawan, pero siya ay spirito din. He is God in the flesh. That's why he go to the wall, then he go to the walls, and he could, you know, at a flick of a finger, go to this place and be in another place in a second. See? Hindi pwedeng hinimatay. Siya'y nabuhay na muli. Yun ang sabi ni John. No! The body is not missing. He is alive. He is resurrected. John was declaring that. But Peter, the third man, or the second man, who saw the resurrected, he saw the empty tomb, was not decided on what to believe. Paan si Peter, oh? Hindi siya makadesisyon. Ano ba ito? Ninakaw ba o nahimatay ba? Ay, hindi ko alam eh. Ganun siya. Sino sa atin, who among us had these doubts of Jesus' resurrection? I hope we're not, but there are some that will doubt, nabuhay ba talaga? O baka hinimatay lang? O baka ninakaw nga? My friends, I will tell you the declaration of John that Jesus Christ was resurrected and is alive forevermore today. Amen? Because we will not be here today if Jesus Christ is not alive and well and seated at the right hand of the Father. We will not be here today. Hindi lalaki ang gawain ng Panginoon. Hindi lalaki ang pangangaral na Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. The gospel will not be accepted like we have accepted here in Victory. We are now about 7,000 strong. Why do we keep on, you know, adding people? Because the gospel is being preached and the truth is being preached. That's why they respond, we respond, and we get saved, and we belong to the body which is the church. Kung hindi po nabuhay na muli ang Panginoon, hindi tayo nandito. Hindi natin, papaniwala mo yan, hindi naman pala nabuhay na muli. Di ba? But that's why we believe the truth of what he resurrected. That's why we're here. It validates God's claim that he is God. Romans chapter 9 verse 5. Look at this one scripture. Grabe ito. Yan, no? Para sa mga taong hindi naniniwala na si Kristo ay Diyos. Sabi dyan, there's talking about the Jews or Israel, are the patriarchs, yung mga patriarka. And from them was traced the human ancestry of Christ. Say that. Human ancestry of Christ. Who is God over all. Forever be praised. Amen. Oh, yan nga oh. Sabi ni Paul, God si Jesus Christ over all. Forever be praised. Pinuri pa. At nilagyan pa niya ng imprimatur na amen. Pag sa Biblia po, sinabi yung amen, wala nang ifs and buts doon. Amen eh. Hello? Ilistan nyo yung talata na yan. Alam nyo, marami po ako nasira na iglesia ni Manalo o iglesia ni Cristo, ginagamit ko yung talata na yan. Kasi sinasabi lang, hindi naman Diyos si Cristo eh. Tao lang si Cristo. E paano mo gagawin yung talata na yan? Where will you put that scripture? Again, when we look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 18, he says there, He is the image of what? The invisible God and the firstborn among all creatures. Okay. Ano pa? 18. And He is the head of that body, the church. And He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead. So that in everything, He might have supremacy. Wala pong magiging mas mataas pa sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Wala pong iba. Ni nanay, ni pinsan, ni kapatid, ni wala po. Si Kristo lang, He will be the supreme one because He's the only begotten Son of God who gave His life for you and me. Amen? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Woo! Pag yung katotohanan na yan, these truths, we embrace this truth in our lives, being Christians, then we don't need anything. We don't need anybody. We just need Christ in our lives. Of course, when we have Christ, we have His Holy Spirit with us. Tapikin mo yung dibdib mo. Tapikin mo yung dibdib mo. Yan, para magising ka. May natutulog na kasi. Andiyan si Kristo sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu Santo. Amen. Okay, let's go ahead. He also validates that He's King, the Eternal King. Ano sinasabi diyan? If He's the Eternal King, it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, to 21. Okay, sabi dyan, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, talking about the Father, and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realm. So Christ is seated in the right hand of the Father, seated on the throne. He is as King. Then go, 21. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but in the one to come. Whoa. Meron pa bang higit dyan? E makikita natin, all. Every title, all. Wala na. Wala ka nang pwede idagdag dyan. Yeah? Now, it also validates the truth that He's our Lord and Savior. Look at that. Our Lord and Savior, and in Philippians, let's read that scripture in Philippians, but our citizenship, talking about the Christians, sabi mo sa katabi mo, tayo yun. But our citizenship is in heaven. Wow! And we eagerly await a Savior from there. The Christ, or the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, anong tawag sa Kanya? The Lord Jesus Christ. Walang iba. Hindi natin pwede siya tawag-tawagin ng bro. Bro! Bro! Pwede rin. Dahil tawag naman niya sa atin eh. Friends. Yeah? Kapatid. Oh, pwede rin. Pero ang tawag natin sa Kanya, Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are now citizens of heaven. Can you say hallelujah to that? Parang hallelujah. Di kayo kumbisido? Okay lang. Okay. Number two, it vindicates. Not only validates, but vindicates. No? Bakit kailangan i-vindicate? Kasi po, niurakan masyado yung pangalan ng ating Panginoon. Niurakan masyado yung kanyang pagiging isang tagapagligtas. Kaya makikita natin, pinakita ng Panginoon, even in this vindication, Jesus has done exactly what the scripture said. Wala siyang ginawa na hindi po sinabi, ipinahayag. It was prophesied in the Old Testament, and in reality, it was done by Him in the New Testament. Let's look at this prediction in the Old Testament by King David. In Psalm 103, bakit? Is he vindicated? Yes. King David says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Look at these benefits. Number one, who forgives your sins? One. Okay, hindi pala kinopia yung points ko. Okay, pero okay na rin. Diyan, yan. Yan. Okay, isa-isayin natin yan. Ha? Lahat ng ito sa atin. Sabihin mo, sa akin yan. Sa atin yan. Sabihin nyo! Oh! Yan sa atin yan. Forgave all our sins. Pinatawad ba ang kasalanan mong konti? Hindi. All our sins was forgiven. He heals all our diseases. Pinagagaling ba niya kahit cancer, kahit na leukemia, kahit na AIDS? Pinagagaling niya. He heals all diseases. He redeems us. Inililigtas ba niya ang sino mang lumapit sa kanya? Oo. Hindi kanya natatanungin kung ano, bakit? Ano, nagsisimba ka ba? Bakit? Mabait ka ba? Bakit? Anong ginawa mo para sa... Hindi. Hindi natatanungin yun. Pag lumapit ka sa Panginoong Jesus at sinabi mo, Panginoon, nais kong tanggapin kita. Panginoon ko, tagapagligtas. Iligtas mo ko. Then He redeems us. At pang-apat, He crowns us with love and compassion. Kanya nga po yung paningin natin, nagiging paningin na ni Jesus Cristo. Yung kamay natin, nagiging kamay na ni Jesus Cristo. Yung mga paa natin, ay sabi, napakaganda ng panyapak na nagdadala ng mabuting balita ay paa ni Jesus Cristo. Bakit? Kasi nga, ang nangyari, binigyan niya tayo ng pag-ibig niya at yung kanyang awa. Kanya ang Kristiyano, hindi suplado. Kaya ang Kristiyano, hindi bastos. Kaya ang Kristiyano, hindi bisyosong tao. Sabi yung Kristiyan ka, tapos payosi-yosi ka pa rin yan, pag-gimmick-gimmick ka pa din, no man. Cannot be, because He crowns us with love and compassion. We see people as they are, lost people. And we have compassion to them. Oh, ano kung may compassion ka, because that will push you to share to them Jesus Christ. Hello! Eh kasi sasabihin nyo, hindi, si pastor na lang, mga pastor na lang magsishare dyan. Yung mga leader ko na lang magsishare dyan. Hindi. Love and compassion, my friends, pushes us to share the good news to others. Hello? Yes? Pwede ba ako mag-share, pastor? Oo, kanya nga may victory group eh. Eh, hindi ako marunong. Kanya nga may victory group eh. Tuturuan namin kayo. Hindi lang kami ang gagawa. Tayong lahat ang gagawa. Every member is a minister in this church. Not only pastors. Hello? Every member a minister. Say that. Every member a minister. Say that. Every member a minister. Because we have the love and compassion of Christ. Pang-apan lima. Satisfies your desire with good things. Woo! Grabe. Satisfies not your needs, but your desires. Sometimes over and above our needs, we have desires. Panginoon, sana, paglaki ko, maging ganito ako. Paglaki mo nga, kasama mong Panginoon, naging ganun ka nga. Because it satisfies you with desires, with good things. Di ba, kids? Di ba, kids? Amen. Okay. Ang wakas renews our strength, sabi ron, like an eagle's. Woo! Grabe, oh. Renews our strength. I'm 65 years old. Who can top that? Sino sa inyo si Tenta? Pataas. Taas ang kamay. Oh, you know. Wow! Oh, hallelujah! The strength like an eagle's. Yes. Sino sa inyong 90? Pataas. 90. 90. Huling tawag. 90. Wala, oh. Sino sa inyong 100? Wala, oh. Wala. Si Tenta? 80? Wow! Renews our strength like an eagle. Sabi ron, even though, sabi ron, the outward man decays every day, the inward man is strengthened every day of our lives because He gives us the strength like an eagle. Alam niyo yun? Alam niyo yun? Okay? Ano sinabi ko? Tatagalugin ko, ha? Tim, sorry, this is Tagalog. Okay? Sabi nun, ha? Tatagalugin ko. Sabi nun, kahit na ikay tumatanda at kumukulubot, pero ang kalooban mo na siyang totoong ikaw ay pinalalakas araw-araw ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng kanyang biyaya. Woo! Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon dyan. Woo! Titingnan ko po yung oras ko eh. Meron pa, konti na lang, konti na lang, konti na lang. Okay. Pangatlo, ano pa ang ginagawa na? Enjoy ba kayo? Nag-enjoy ako talaga mag-preach, oh. Kahit maghapon tayo ngayon. Kahit ako mag-preach hanggang alas 7, pwede ngayon. Okay, hindi lang. Kaya hindi mangyayari yun. Hindi mangyayari. Ay, may kasunod tayong service, eh. Alas 11, si Dan mag-preach. Pastor Dan, yan. Okay. Gusto niyo umulit mamaya? Ulitin nyo sa alas 11. May mga taga-alas 11 palang darating. Ang pangatlo, He gives us victory because of His resurrection. Tagumpay tayo. Kaya nga tayo nasa victory. Say amen! Amen. Kaya nga ang church natin hindi sandwich. Sorry. Cancer. Ang church natin, ang pangalan ay Victory. Okay, yan. Hindi naman dahil nagkataon lang. Talagang sinadya ng Diyos yun, no? Because we are victorious. Jesus, by His resurrection, decisively defeated sin and Satan and death. Sabi rin, wala nang tibo, wala nang sting, wala nang lason, wala nang, ano ba yung sting sa English? Pastor Dan? Sting! Sabi na apo ko, you're funny! Okay, energy drink ka pala yung sting, di ba? But sting ay lason. The sting, ang lason ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Alam niyo ba? Yes, the poison. You know, English, dapat yun na sinabi mo, poison. The poison of sin is death. That is why if your sins are staying with you because you are not born again, your sins are there, day in, day out, even you go to confession, communion, every day of your life, even you make luhod from Quiapo to Antipolo, mahal na araw, kahit na nung gawin mo, hindi maalis ang kasalanan mo. Isa lang ang nagalis ng kasalanan, yung Kristong napako sa krus. It is finished, he said, it is finished. Don't add to it, don't subtract to it, it's complete. Okay. Ano sabi niya? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 57. Okay. Bilis lang, ha? When the perishable has been clothed, binasa na natin kanina yan, eh. Okay, wag na yan. Wag na scripture. Okay. Let's just go to, number one, victorious over death because we are immortal. Alam niyo ba that we are now immortal? If you are a true Christian follower, a true Christian disciple, you are now immortal. Yes? Because this flesh will die, this flesh will go to the ground, but your soul and spirit goes direct to God. Hindi ka pupunta sa saan? Saan? Sa purgatorio para purgahin. Yun. Nakalimutan ko na, pero totoo yun. Nung hindi po ako born again, parating naisip ko yun. Naku, baka sa purgatorio ko, kailangan talaga gumawa pa ako ng ganito. Kailangan gawin ko yun. Kasi baka ma-purgatorio, baka ma-impierno ako. Hindi. Today, I could say, purgatory is no more longer purging me because I know that there's no purgatory. It's only a sting. It's only a sting. Oh, parang dinok lang tayo ng demonyo, may purgatory para magpakabuti ka. No, no, no. We're not all good. Only Christ, only God is good. Say amen. Amen. Okay, victorious over death because you're immortal. Okay, victorious over sin because the sting has been removed. Ayun, wala na ang tibo. Wala na ang laso ng kasalanan sa atin. Eh, Pastor, paano pag nagkakasala ako? Kaya nga may 1 John 1:9 eh. If you sin, if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just. God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Ito yung tinatawag ko sa Bible, 1 John 1:9, na buy one, take one. Huh? Sabi nun, if you confess your sins to God, not confess your sin to people or to priests, to pastors. No, confess your sins to God first. And He says, He, God is faithful to forgive you of all your sins. You know, pinorgive ka. Pero ang take one, ang buy one, yung forgive. Binayin na ni Jesus on the cross. Pero yung take one, may take one. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Ang ibig sabihin nun, aalisin niya yung pinagmumula ng pagkakasala mo. Hello? Kung bisyo yan, tatanggalin ng Diyos yung bisyo mo. Alam nyo, isa sa matinding bisyo kong paninigarilyo noon bago pa ako nakakilala sa Panginoon. Nagsawa na, misis ko ng kakapangako ko. Pangako ka ng pangako kung saan ko tinatago sigarilyo sa ilalim, sa likod ng kwadro, doon sa plastic yung toilet, di ba? May takip yung plastic yung toilet. Yung tanke, nakatape yung sigarilyo ko sa likod para pag nandun ako sa ganun, yoyosi din ako, di ba? Eh, hindi ko malis. Pero nung nakakilala ako sa Panginoon, binigyan na ako ng Panginoon ng pang-amoy na baho naman ng sigarilyo. Di na ako nanigarilyo kahit minsan. Magmula nung lumabas ako sa mga pintuan ng sanctuary na kung saan ako nakakilala sa Panginoon. Not even a single stick of cigarette. And today, it's the same, it's the same thing. That when I smell somebody smoking, I think, oh, minigayosi. Alis na ako. Naamoy ko impyerno. Ayan, baka pag hindi pa kayo tinamaan dyan, kayo mga nagninigarilyo, bahala na kayo. Okay. Victorious, why? Because the present life today, we have the Holy Spirit. Yan ang maganda, di ba? Hindi tayo iniwanan ng Diyos nag-iisa. ang Panginoon ay nagsugo ng kanyang Espiritu Santo sapagkat siya naman, ang Panginoong Jesus, ay nakaupo na sa kanan ng Ama. But He sent the Father and the Son, sent the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to be with us. Kanya nga, ang Panginoon ngayon, unlimited siya. Kung may unlimited rice, kung may unlimited things, ang Diyos ay unlimited siya sa atin. Why? Because everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ's finished work in the cross and receives Christ in his life, he is now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Lahat tayo rito, kung totoo tayo, the Kristiyano, we have the Holy Spirit in us. You have the Holy Spirit. Kaya nga, pag natutokso ka, hindi mo pwede sabihin sa Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, labas ka muna, labas ka muna, labas ka muna. Magkakasala muna ako, magkakasala muna ako. You cannot say that. Because He's with you always and forever. Always and forever. Always and forever. Yes! Why is it that Paul was saying, don't grieve the Holy Spirit? Bakit sinabi ni Apostol Pablo, huwag mong pipighatiin ang Espiritu Santo? Kasi nga, nasa buhay mo siya, nasa puso mo siya, eh, Kristiyano ka na nga, nandiyan siya. Pero kung magpapatuloy ka, nagpapatukso sa demonyo at magkakasala ka, the Holy Spirit is grieving in your life. Paano yun? Pag nag-grieve ang Holy Spirit, makikita mo, may apektuhan ka din. Yeah? Hindi ka na nagpe-pray, hindi ka na nagbabasa ng Bible, hindi ka na pumatayan sa church, ayaw mo na sa victory group, oh, puro plastic dyan. Ayun. Nagigrip na Holy Spirit noon. Because of what? Because you may be, sabi ko, you may be in sin. You might have sin in your heart. That's why David says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Not tomorrow, not in the past, but David says, today. Because every day of our lives, my friends, we're exposed to being tempted. But yes, we are victorious over temptation. Why? Because we have God in us. By His person, the Holy Spirit. Hello? Gusto niyo pa? O may huli pa eh. Victorious because we have been born again and we now have the resurrected life of Christ.